Good morning. Father God, I thank you this morning. Lord Jesus, thank you this morning. Holy Spirit, thank you this morning. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are, I want you to thank the Lord this morning. You know, just thank you, Jesus. Simple. Thank you, Jesus. Simple, simple, simple. Simple. Very, very simple. I want you to hear what I have to say this morning. But I want you to understand it's not me. I'm very thankful that the Carolinas made it all the way from Southern California to here. And like the sister was saying to me, she said, I've been through the desert. She was explaining to me what she went through all the way from the West Coast driving to the East Coast. And the beautiful thing is, I think, is they got to drive back to California. But, you know, when you take the limitations off God, you actually take the limitations off of God in you. So they're leaving out the weekend. And then the people from the East Coast coming in, okay, from up around that Boston, going from Massachusetts, that's where they're coming from, Massachusetts. And then when they leave, these are families, by the way, the family coming in from the Virginia, Maryland area. And, you know, of course, I'm thanking God, but somewhere in between there, I've got to go to New York City to sign some papers just for one day, but it has to be done in person. So I was trying to think how I could stop by and pray with Julissa, but I don't know. I'm going to keep praying. Because Julissa, you're going to walk in the name of Jesus and be completely healed. I just don't know how God is going to do it. But you know what? I don't have to know. I'm just nosy like that. I'm just nosy. But as I was praying for Julissa, and thank you, Sister Shirley, for delivering that cross to Sister Julissa as a point of contact, faith, as a point of contact. So we're going to see how God's going to work it out. I know I have to go to New York for one day. And that's going to, I don't know how we're going to do it yet. But I know this. As I was thinking on all these things, excuse me. And I know that Nadia be coming back to school too in August. So that means that Jessica and them got to come from South Texas here to bring Nadia back to school. And I like what I see God doing. I really like it. Make no mistake about it. Then there are some others coming, but I gotta pair them up in twos. But we are just gonna see. When I pray today, the floodgates are gonna be open. When I pray today with those two ministers that are coming here, that's going to do it. That's going to do it. But you know what? I got a message for some of you. You're probably not going to like it. But God told me I have to tell you, because it's not in his perfect will. And this is the message. God told me to tell you to stop giving place to hindering drawback spirits. Go! Get out of my throat. I said, God said, to tell you to stop giving place to hindering drawback spirits. Are you hearing me? Can you post that in the chat room? Stop giving place to hindering drawback spirits. Can I get three or four people to write that? God is not pleased with that. And he ain't pleased with you with that right there. So God said, stop giving place to hindering drawback spirits. Then he took me to Luke 21. 25 through 27. Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Which says, Luke 21, 25 through 27 says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. And then I highlighted this, men's hearts failing them for fear. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. I said, okay. So then I said, how does this work with hindering drawback spirits? How does that work? He said, go to Romans chapter 3, verse 22 through 24. Romans 3, 22 through 24 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, this lit up right here. Come short of the glory of God. I lit up as the Holy Ghost was explaining this to me. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. I'm still not getting it. So then I go to Romans chapter 5, verse 11 through 13, led by the Holy Ghost. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. I'm still not getting it, okay? So then God said, go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37-39. What I wasn't getting is how did I know sin related to that hindering drawback spirit, but then he started breaking it down like here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37-39 says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Here it is here. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Do you get this? If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. Now, you know perdition is hell. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. The Holy Spirit told me to tell some of you this morning. Some of you, before you can go on with God, you must forget about your past. Are you hearing me? Paul said, the Holy Ghost said, some of you out there, before you can go on with God, you must forget about the past. Paul said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, that was Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. The Holy Ghost specifically pointed out these two things. Forgetting those things which are behind. One, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. God wanted me to make this clear this morning. Before you can go on with God and with what God requires you to do, you must forget about the past. I hope I'm making myself clear. You see, I asked God to give me some examples so I could give you, especially those of you that are in unbelief. So he gave me 1 Timothy 1, 11 through 16. And according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, this is Timothy talking, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. God, Satan, I'm going to do this in the name of Jesus. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me, first Jesus Christ, might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him. Look at this. To life everlasting. The word of God tells us that Paul was present at the stoning of Stephen, Acts chapter 7, verse 58, and cast him, Stephen, out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. You know that, who later became Paul. The Bible says, and Saul consented to Stephen's death. That's in Acts chapter 8, verse 11. The Bible says about Paul in Acts chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. But brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost said, God's great mercy reached Paul. And that was what Paul was talking about when he said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark. You see, I understand through Holy Ghost understanding that it would have been a terrible thing for Paul to have continually remembered the havoc he had wrought in the church by consenting to the death of Stephen and persecuting all those Christian believers. Brothers and sisters, the Lord want me to tell you something this morning. If you are to be successful in your Christian walk, in your Christian life, and in your Christian ministry, you must. And it's a lesson that Paul learned. We must learn to forget the past. Your own past. If you don't learn this lesson, you're going to be handicapped the rest of your life in living for God. I didn't understand this one thing I'm about to share with you. Because there was something that God had said in Isaiah, and it's repeated in the New Testament. God said, I am he that blotted out thy transgression and will not remember thy sin or iniquity. Now you got to understand something. He asked you to confess them. He asked you to confess your sin. He asked you to confess your sins so that he could blot them out, not you. And because see, God says, put me in remembrance of what I say. So I'm thinking, if you saying put you in remembrance, I'm really thinking on this. That would be in Isaiah 43 and 25. I said, why are you telling me to remind you of what you said? I am so thankful this morning. The Holy Ghost broke that thing down for me simply, because I have to get it simply, in a simple way. God didn't say that he wouldn't remember your sins or your iniquities for your sake. Even although we get the benefit of it, God did not say that he would not remember your sins or your iniquities for your sake. God said, I'm so excited. God said it was for his sake that he will not remember your sins. I said, God said, it is for his sake that he will not remember your sins. Some of you think everything is for you. You forget. Because see, in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. The Apostle Paul had to forget his past in order to walk on with God. The Apostle Paul had to forget his past in order to stand in the full potential of the office he was called to and to the ministry work that God had ordained for him. According to God's purpose, the Bible says, now the justified shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto hell, back unto the dead works we came from. into our sin nature, sin life. Hallelujah. But we are of them that believe, to the saving of the soul. I'm going to read this thing to you from the Message. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37 through 39. Remember those early days after you first saw the light. Those were the hard times. Kicked around in public, targets of every kind of abuse. Some days it was you. Other days your friends. And some of your friends went to prison, you stuck by them. If some enemies broke in and seized your goods, you let them go with a smile, knowing they couldn't touch your real treasure. Nothing they did bothered you. And look here, nothing set you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourself. It's still a sure thing, but you need to stick it out. Stand with God's plan. So you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up most any minute. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Oh no, we'll stay with it and survive, trusting all the way. The Passion Translation says, for soon and very soon, the one who is appearing will come without delay. And he also says, my righteous one will live from my faith. But if fear holds them back, my soul is not content with them. But we are certainly not those who are held back by fear and perish. We are among those who have faith and experience true life. I want you, in the name of Jesus this morning, I want you to renounce that drawback spirit that draws you back to your past, which can't help you. Your past points to death. Your future in Christ Jesus points to eternal life. Your future in Christ Jesus points to divine health. Your future in Christ Jesus points to a life without lack. Your future in Christ Jesus points to the restoration of all things that pertain to life and godliness. Your future in Christ Jesus points to righteousness, peace, and joy in God's own Holy Spirit that abides in your physical body. I want you to renounce this morning. Grab some paper towels, y'all. Hand me some too. Thank you, God. I want you to renounce something God never showed me before, but I know it's true. But he showed it to me right here. Thank you, Jose. Brother Joe, here you go. Here. You got some? Okay. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce drawback spirit. In the name of Jesus, I renounce hindering spirit. And in the name of Jesus, I renounce fear in my heart that would cause my heart to fail. Fear in my heart that would cause my heart to fail. Hindering spirit, drawback spirit, I bind you up this morning and I command you, you're going to the pit. It's going to be sealed until the day of redemption by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go! Cough them out. All hindering spirit. Go! Get out. Get out. Go! All drawback spirit that draw you back to a failing path. Go! Get out! Get out! Go! Get out! Go! That paralyzing, crippling fear that causes failing to emanate in the heart. Go! Loose the heart. Go! Get out the heart this morning. Loose failure. Go! All failure emanating from the heart. Go! Get out. Get out! Go! Come on out. Come on out. Loose the heart this morning. Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. All the way out. Loose the soul this morning. Go! Loose that soul. Go! 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 All the way out. Go! You draw back spirit. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Loose that soul. Loose that soul. All the way out. Loose that mind too. That heart. Those emotions. That will, all contained in the soul. Go! Fear. Go! Loose that soul. Loose that soul this morning. Go. All the way out. Go! Some of you feeling nauseous. Get up and go to the bathroom. It's going to come out. Go! Get up. If you have to go, use the bathroom. It can come out of any part of you, any opening in you. Go! All hell-related spirit of drawback. Go! Hindering people from going forward. Go! Get out. Get out! All the way out. All counterfeit spirits of the Holy Ghost from perdition. Go! Get out. Get out. All the way out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. All drawback spirits causing sickness and disease in the physical body. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out of somebody's back. You're in the middle of their back. Go! Get out the back. Get out their spine. Go! Somebody else in the ganglia in their brain. Go! Get off the ganglia in the brain. You feel it right now. It's like something moving in the right side of the top of your head. So the person in the back, it feels like, I can't hardly describe it, but it's on your spine. Go! Get off the spine. Get off the nerves coming out the spine. Go! Get out. All the way out. Go! This is stronghold and go. Come out of the heart. Go! I break the power of draw back spirits. Go! You can't go forward for going backwards. Go! I break every curse, every witchcraft spell, ritual incantation through the utilization of hindering spirits and draw back spirits. Go! The Lord God rebuke you this morning. All the way out the back. Get out of the back. What's your problem? Go. Get off the hip bones and get out the muscles. Go. I break the power of all drawback spirits in the name of Jesus. Go out. Now, Father God, feel. And those that don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, baptize them right now. In the name of Jesus, God, baptize them in your own Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Father God, that never again in life will we give place to hindering, drawback spirits that would cause our hearts to fail for fear. Go! In the name of Jesus. Fill them up now, God. Every area that was unloosed, filled with the power of your own Holy Spirit. Fill this morning. Fill. Thank you. Fill. Thank you, God. Thank you. You're here with us this morning.
Anywhere, in a storm, I'll meet you there.
Combination of couple spirits causing you to draw back. God don't want you acting back, looking back, and he wants you to go forward in him. God wants you filled with himself. Why? I told you yesterday, he loves you. He loves you. And he wants you full of him to be able to demonstrate to the world what Jesus looked like. And why is he wanting you? Because he loves you. But he remembers he still got to work on us. But he loves us.
You've given me the strength to believe you're the savior.
Jesus, I bind and rebuke all spirits of revenge, retaliation, lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliation, lashback on any person to part deliverance, any family member, any generational family member. You will go to the pit. I seal it up by the power of the Holy Ghost, and you will remain there until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Go!